Yes. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, all speaking out against President Trump's plan that Palestinians should leave Gaza immediately so U.S. developers can turn it into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Amman, Jordan.
President Trump, interestingly, in that press conference, said that everybody he'd spoken to thought this was a great idea. Well, I think the reverse is the case, certainly here in the region. Almost everybody you hear from, with the exception of some right-wing Israelis who are in favor of occupying the Gaza Strip, are adamantly against it. We've seen phrases like non-negotiable, absurd, racist.
The Trump administration pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field immediately. The Agency for International Development has funded education, health, and food programs to developing countries for six decades. Government workers are still being pushed to resign. Those buyout offers have now been extended to all FBI personnel. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that on Monday morning at approximately 6:51, a male subject arrived in the lobby of the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center stating there was a warrant for his arrest, and he was there to turn himself in. Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, disorderly conduct, domestic, and an unspecified warrant. Connor was later released on bond. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Monday morning at approximately 11:26, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle crash involving a power pole on North Iowa Street in the city of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Alliant Energy was also dispatched to the scene, and northbound traffic was shut down for about 4 hours while the power pole was repaired. Two people were transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it unconstitutional and an illegal power grab. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naloxone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies across the state. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon, and that could make the afternoon commute a little icy, so be prepared to give yourself a little extra time. 31 today, more freezing drizzle tonight, 26. Tomorrow, clearing but windy with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday, February 5th. The average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.07, same as yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs here in Wisconsin, $5.17. That's actually down 8 cents from yesterday, which is good news.
Yeah.
That's great. However, if you're going to go to Waffle House,
I knew you're going to say that.
They're going to get you on that end. Yeah, because of the highly contagious and deadly bird flu.
Yeah.
This is making eggs more expensive for restaurants, just like they are for us. National Restaurant Association Executive VP Sean Kennedy says the price increase is especially hard for breakfast-focused restaurants to manage. So in order to dull some of the effect, Waffle House, the Southern breakfast food chain, has implemented a temporary 50-cent per egg surcharge to all of their items as of Monday. Waffle House blaming the ongoing egg shortage caused by the avian bird flu for this hike in egg prices, saying that customers and restaurants are being forced to make difficult decisions. There's no question about it. This is a growing problem.
And you might be saying, well, Jane, Greg, Calvin, there are no Waffle Houses in Wisconsin. That's not untrue. Waffle House does not have a location here, but this is sets now a precedent for other restaurants to do the same, as we actually saw during the pandemic when some restaurants were charging surcharges, I should say adding surcharges to your check for maybe sometimes using a credit card versus a debit card or cash. But also, I went to one restaurant in Milwaukee that just said straight up, we're adding a 20% surcharge so our employees can keep their health insurance and cost of living. And I was like, that's all nice, but that makes the experience very expensive. So, yes, Waffle House not here in Wisconsin, but check your local Denny's. Will that happen there? Well, will it happen at your local family restaurant?
At your local George Webb.
Let's face it, Waffle House has more money than some of these mom-and-pop places. So to just do a 50-cent per egg surcharge, other restaurants might have to do more, and those restaurants might be located right here in Wisconsin. And it's because of this very bad bird flu going around. So,
yes, and I'm sure it's all going to be under control, Greg, when Robert Kennedy Jr. is confirmed, because that looks like that's going to happen, as the head of Health and Human Services.
You just have a big bunch of cowards in Washington, just a gaggle of spineless wackadoos.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday because a lot of folks are frustrated, and I certainly appreciate and understand that. What can we do? Yes. What can be done?
Yep.
So right towards the end of the show, Susan had texted in about something happening as we speak this morning. Mm-hmm. The Raging Grannies of Madison and Dane County are meeting right now at Ron Johnson's office. That's 5315 Wall Street in Madison. The Raging Grannies of Madison and Dane County, they gathered at 9:45 this morning, but as of 10 o'clock, so about 9 minutes ago, they were planning to meet at Rojo's office. He's not there, of course.
No.
I think if he's not in Florida, he's on Fox News.
Yeah.
That's where you can always find him. But if you are in Madison or the surrounding area and you would like to take part and do something with your frustration and channel it somewhere, join them. Join the Raging Grannies right now. Ron Johnson's office, 5315 Wall Street, number 110 in Madison.
And if you can't attend the rally, then also write your politicians, the ones who represent you.
Call them.
Call them. Let them know. And then make the most of your voice. You are not without a voice. If you are a citizen of this country, if you live in this state, and you are registered, you can vote. And I know we say it all the time that this is the most important election ever, but these elections are becoming more and more important.
Yes.
And your voice is heard. So you are not powerless. Yes, we are not billionaires. I do not have a senator on my speed dial.
On your payroll.
But hey, when voices speak up, we keep people like Eric Hovde from becoming a senator. We keep things from happening. So you do have a voice. Never forget that.
MyVote.WI.gov.
Yep.
How do I find the numbers for my elected officials? MyVote.WI.gov. Great website. Please take advantage of it. If you do call, we always encourage you to be respectful. At least in my estimation, if all you have are insults and profanity, you have no argument.
Yeah.
And so if that's how you start off your message, I think it undercuts the underlying message. So again, I suggest that you be polite, but utilize that website. Yeah. MyVote.WI.gov.
Plus the person answering the phone, most likely an intern.
There's some low level, they're like, oh God, another person's yelling at me.
Yeah.
I tell my husband this all the time when he calls businesses to make a complaint. It's like, you realize you're talking to Betsy who has no control over anything.
Yeah.
So please keep that in mind. Something else that is also going on today, and this is kicking off at 11 o'clock. This is from Blue Sky Waukesha. It's called their Project 2025 protest, and that is happening starting at 11 a.m. this morning until 4 p.m. also at the state capitol in Madison, 2 East Main Street. This from Blue Sky Waukesha. This nationwide rally to defend democracy is happening today at our Wisconsin state capitol. So if you feel like getting out and about and doing something with your frustration and channeling it, that's somewhere, maybe head to Madison. Underway at 11 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock this afternoon, brought to you by Blue Sky Waukesha, meeting at the state capitol in Madison, 2 East Main Street.
According to something that was just posted by our very own Maggie Dawn in our politics chat, this is part of what looks to be 50 state, 50 protests around the country. So
great.
This is, once again, people standing up and letting their voices be heard.
We got to do something. We have a very busy show coming up for you today. After the 10:30 news, we're going to spend a little more time talking about Elon Musk and his minions. More disturbing things coming out about this.
Yep.
Boy, they have access to a lot of our stuff.
Yes.
Lots and lots of our personal information. This should be concerning to everyone. I don't care who you voted for. Really.
This is going to affect us all. This really is. This is the beginning of it. And I see people on social media saying, we're just getting started. I'm like, that's not the brag you think it is.
Again, there seems to be this assumption that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And none of these things are going to affect you. That's not accurate.
Well, even if you listen to someone like Elon Musk, who said that we're going to go through a couple of years of hardship.
2 years of pain.
2 years of pain.
But it's all going to be worth it, Greg.
So they're just being patient? I don't know. But Social Security doesn't care who you voted for. And if they have access to that information, and this sounds real, this can wander into tinfoil hat territory.
Okay.
I know that. But
we're seeing a lot of reports from a lot of different outlets, and Elon himself is saying that he doesn't want people seeing the work they're doing. They want to be in charge of this information. They have been made government employees,
even though they're not. And no one voted for him either.
So it's just as a guy who has a mom who has Social Security and she gets that check. And if they're talking about, you know, they're talking about certain things regarding taxes, I don't know. It's if this is the beginning, where does it stop? Where does the pain stop?
Tony on the live stream says, I want a Project 2026 to fix all the damage from Project 2025. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And speaking of Project 2025, Andra Watkins is going to be joining us tomorrow at 10:33. We had her on a number of times before the election. She had a Substack called How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life.
Yep.
And Russell Vogt, one of the main authors of Project 2025, is now the head of the Office of Management and Budget. So Donald Trump's protestations that he didn't know anything about Project 2025, although he disagreed with parts of it, even though he hadn't read it. Yeah, that was bull.
Yeah, absolute lies. Once again, just always lies.
So we will be kicking that around after the 10:33 news. Darren Von Rudin will be joining us. He is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union after the 11 o'clock news to talk about some of Trump's executive orders and already the impacts that Wisconsin farmers are feeling from that.
Yep.
So, again, you might think, I voted for Trump. I voted for all Republicans. I'm good.
Yep.
No. These policies and these actions are going to affect every single American, especially those of us who can't buy our congressman.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who call and text us, who say that we're crazy and that Trump is doing great work, okay.
All right.
It'll eventually affect you, too, because the rich and powerful do not care about who you voted for. They care that you voted for them. That's all you needed to do.
Well, now they don't need you anymore.
Yep.
Now they don't need you anymore. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for your coverage. We're so blessed to have you guys keeping us updated. You know, people need to think, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Because they're already Foxconned once. And also, you know, those people that were close to Trump, you know, that saw what he really was and have been concerned, they've made comments of what they call his voters. He calls his voters basement dwellers. He calls his voters, you know, that he wouldn't go to eat with them or do anything with them. This guy has a gold toilet. All I wanted was one day in jail where he had to use a normal toilet. That would have been a big punishment for this guy.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're living in La La Land, wake up because your kids and grandkids are going to suffer from this maniac. So thank you very much, guys. Have a good day. And by the way, I got to say one more thing.
Yeah.
If you think the Republicans are looking out for you, folks, I've been watching them as they vote. They stick right by their guy. So you guys have to break away. Because your representatives that are Republican ain't doing one thing to help you. So have a good day. Thank you, and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Gene. Really appreciate it.
Gene has spoken!
We should all be like Gene.
I mean,
she's got more passion, and she is more involved than a lot of people younger than me.
I mean, I'm assuming she's a little bit older than me, and the energy she has, I'm ready for a nap most of the time. She looks, she's like, Greg, we gotta do stuff. Get up. We gotta do stuff right now.
Let's get involved. Yep. Come on, get off the couch, and let's do it. Tony Zimmerman, right before we go to break. I can't buy a congressman. How much to lease one?
There it is.
That's a very good question, Tony. We'll address that on the other side, and then we're going to talk about Bad, Bad Brad. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 1944, when Franklin Roosevelt said he would run for a fourth term, discussions began on a constitutional amendment to limit a U.S. president to two terms in office. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Now, a Tennessee congressman wants to repeal it. Would it actually be possible for Donald Trump to be president again? January 23rd, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to provide that no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times. While the resolution received a lot of attention, constitutional amendments require a two-thirds majority in Congress and be ratified by three-quarters of the states, neither of which is likely. Trump himself has flirted with the idea of staying in the presidency. The Hill reported Trump told GOP leaders, quote, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you do something. Unless you say, he's so good, we just have to figure it out." A recent Politico article explained another scenario where a loophole in the 22nd Amendment could allow another presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump as vice president. The new president would then step down, allowing Trump to become president again. A 1999 Minnesota Law Review article discusses this and other such vaguely legal maneuvers as well. Unlikely, yes. Out of the question, no. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome back. What? I'm not that.
Brad.
Well, welcome to Back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brad Schimmel, of course, running against Susan Crawford. April 1st is the election for our next justice on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Allison Durr and Daniel Bice with the bylines. Headline reads, Schimmel campaign acknowledges altering photo in ad to make opponent Crawford look ashamed.
Okay.
Brad Schimmel has acknowledged that a digitally altered photo of Susan Crawford was used because the campaign felt she should look ashamed.
What?
Okay.
What? Brad, are you ashamed of you? Do you have a real-life photo of yourself being ashamed for this behavior?
The ad released yesterday on the what used to be Twitter account for the Schimmel campaign shows Judge Crawford with her arms crossed, looking seriously at the camera as a narrator describes an assault case from the late 90s that went into early 2000s. Of course, they accused Crawford of bungling it. A spokesman for Susan Crawford said the image had been doctored from one of her smiling. He also questioned whether these alterations were made with AI that wasn't disclosed, which would be a violation, of a bipartisan state law that kicked in March. That, of course, the Schimmel campaign denies. Susan Crawford's campaign says Schimmel will try to manipulate images and the facts to hide his own record of failure. A staffer for Brad Schimmel acknowledges that the image had been edited. I would say altered.
It's altered.
Changed.
It's changed. And I'm looking at the altered picture right now, and her face doesn't show shame as it has a look of, what are you doing? As if the picture they created is judging them for changing. I'm not even kidding you. It's got this look of just like, come on, man.
Well, and there's more behind this as well. The ad claims that Susan Crawford didn't bother filing an appeal in time in this sexual assault case that they're referring to. However, important little detail here.
There's always important detail.
The Journal Sentinel archives say it was actually three staffers at the Department of Justice who missed this filing deadline.
Are you telling me that the judge doesn't run down the street in her robe with waving a piece of paper? I need to file extension. So in judges' elections, no matter who the judge is, if they have experience on the bench, that is, you can go back at any point during their career, if it's longer than, like, say, 2-3 years, you will find decisions that you can disagree with. You can find decisions that don't have a happy ending either.
Tragically.
It's this whole thing of, like, we found this case. Yeah, but a lot of judges have these. We have to accept that they happen during the course of their career. Now, if it's happening a lot.
Well, right. Yeah. And that should be a sign of concern. But again, they're. And this happens in a lot on both sides.
Yes.
I wish we had much stronger rulings about campaign ads and lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why that's okay. And we're just like, yeah, well, everybody does it.
I wish, okay. I mean, at the very least, I wish judges' races were far more strict on what they can do for campaigning, because these are nonpartisan races.
Supposedly.
Elon Musk. And yet they have to appeal to one side or the other when they should be just saying, this is my record. I'm running for judge. I'm running for this bench. Vote for me. Not surround yourself with police officers or surround yourself with this group or surround yourself with this group while saying without saying it. It's just, I don't, judge races, real tough with me. They're very difficult to accept.
I also think it's important that folks remember, and I saw this on Twitter this morning, how did Brad Schimmel get his current position?
I think the same way that Daniel Kelly got his position.
That's right. Brad Schimmel lost his race for attorney general. And the next day, because Scott Walker also lost.
Yep.
The next day, Scott Walker, on his way out, gifted Brad his current job.
Oh, that's
on a bench.
That's not exactly the way that Daniel Kelly got it. Daniel Kelly just was picked for no reason. He had no experience. And his application was thin at best. But for some reason, he was right to put on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
He was right guy.
Well, again, if, you know, they're going to do what you want, that's kind of the only, isn't that the only experience you need?
Yep, pretty much.
The only thing you need on your resume?
As long as you love dear leader.
855-752-4842. Ann from Chippewa Falls is on the line. Good morning, Ann. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to inform everyone that, yeah, Brad Schimmel must be getting all his big money from his big bros, because from Chippewa to Eau Claire, literally, there's two huge signs of Brad Schimmel, like, a mile apart. And then downtown on Water Street, there's another one of Brad Schimmel downtown.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's getting plenty of money. We need to get Susan's beautiful face out there. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ann. Really appreciate you checking in. Brendan from New Jersey, real quickly, we're coming up against the break. Thanks for joining us, Brendan. What do you want to say?
Yeah, it's a little off topic, but I just wanted to mention that people need to know that, the oligarchy extends right to anybody with $1 billion, and that goes to the NFL. They're removing the end racism sign from the end zone because they don't want to hurt our poor little leader's feelings when he shows up. And I sure hope there's enough players in that game that had the guts Kaepernick had to take a knee and show their displeasure for how the coup is going here in our country. That's all.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Brendan. And when you bring that up, I mean, there are all kinds of groups that are being eliminated now under the Trump administration, even when it comes down to national holidays. We haven't even talked about this yet.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the NFL, too, is like, while I think it's important to say, yes, end racism, that'd be wonderful, it is the least the NFL could do in who they are as an organization, and they won't even step up to the face of Donald Trump and say, no, we'll keep it there. It's fine. Nope, they're cowards.
News is coming up next when we return. Elon and his minions. This is not good, my friends. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced Monday the city of Viroqua is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes replacing water mains in the city of Viroqua. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program federal requirement, an environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The Safe Drinking Water Loan Program has determined that the project will not result in significant adverse environmental effects and no further environmental review or analysis is needed before proceeding with funding this project. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service is encouraging farmers, agricultural producers, and forest landowners in Wisconsin to apply for the Conservation Stewardship Program by February 7th to be considered for funding in 2025. The Inflation Reduction Act funding is available to encourage producers to adopt climate-smart practices, new technologies, and management techniques through CSP, earning payments for expanding conservation activities while maintaining agricultural production on their land. Currently, an unprecedented amount of funding is available through the Farm Bill and the Inflation Reduction Act, which provides an additional $19.5 billion in funding for CSP and other oversubscribed NRCS programs. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, K.P. Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
change your evil ways. Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, Tuesday, February 18th, now less than 2 weeks away, Wisconsin's spring primary election. You can check your voter registration status, find out where you go to cast your vote, and make a plan to be a voter this spring. These local elections might not be as sexy as the big ones, but they have a direct impact on your life. Even when it comes down to the school board, even if you don't have kids in that school district. I vote in the primaries, and I don't have kids. I think it's important.
My tax dollars go to the schools. I don't have kids. I vote for those people on the school board, on the county board, on the city council, because those are the people who are passing laws that drive right down my road.
Yep, absolutely. And the spring election, the spring general election, April 1st, April Fool's Day, kind of fitting here in Wisconsin. That is the big Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. Please make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is plug in your address, and everything you need to know is going to come up, including where you're going to cast your ballot, who is on the ballot, and much, much more. So myvote.wi.gov. Next hour at this time, we are going to lighten things up. We got to take a breath every once in a while.
Yeah.
Audio sorbet is what we landed on yesterday.
I love that. That's so good.
A little audio sorbet for you at 11:33. Chef Ace Champion is going to join us. He's very famous in Green Bay, and we're going to talk about snacks for the big game on Sunday.
I'm just upset at the name. Like, I got Greg Bach. Half of it's famous, but I'm not a piano player.
We can ask him about that.
Ace Champion?
What a great name, right? Yeah. And then we'll wrap it up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Lil Deuce Coop edition. Stick around for that. Right now, though, we're talking about Elon Musk and his minions, essentially taking over the Treasury Department, and now they have all our information.
Yep.
Social Security numbers, bank information, you name it, Elon and his 25-year-olds, they got it.
I think the youngest is 21. I think the oldest
I think the youngest one is 19.
Yeah, it's...
This from Wired, the young, inexperienced engineers aiding Elon Musk's government takeover. Engineers between 19 and 24 are the ones he's sending in to take over our federal government infrastructure. Most of these guys, oh surprise, have connections to Elon. At least two of them, connections to Peter Thiel.
Well, of course.
Another immigrant who hates democracy. He has long expressed opposition to democracy, Peter Thiel. You can thank Peter Thiel for J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
He's the one who funded J.D. Vance. 855-752-4842. Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin, south of Madison, very patient this morning. Thank you, Peggy, for waiting. What did you want to say about this?
So, I think all this smokescreen with Trump, people are missing the point. What does Elon Musk want, or what does he need? He doesn't need a thing. He's got money. He's got anything he wants. He wants to be control, not of the United States, of the world. And he has already set up some huge AI computer systems in several states already, people. And this guy is, he isn't going to stop. He wants complete control. Trump is just a puppet.
Yep.
Can't figure that out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Peggy. You're so right.
No, that's absolutely. I mean, I've long, before he became this version of himself, I have called him a Bond villain in waiting, because you don't have this much money and put out he used to be this guy about charity, helping mass transit, get off the grid, energy consumption, like bringing that down, all these things. I'm like, no, this is a Bond villain. He's going to press a button and he's going to stroke his mustache and be all in control. He's got his Starlink satellites all over the planet.
He's got $40 billion in U.S. government contracts.
This man thinks to himself that he goes to bed at night and thinks to himself, I am the president of the United States.
But I think all of those guys, and thank you, Peggy, very much. Really appreciate you listening, and thank you for your call. I think Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, and there's a couple of other of those guys, very, very wealthy, very much into AI and all those things. They essentially believe they should be in control of the world.
Yeah. They think they can do it better.
Well, they know they can do it better.
It's that age old, anytime you see a worldwide type of villain, I'm thinking about the movie escapes me right now, but where he says people don't want freedom. They deep down want to be controlled. They believe that.
There are some people who do want that.
Yeah, there are, but.
Because they don't want to have to think about
it. But I don't think, but that's the funny thing is the people who vote for these guys saying, oh, they're all about freedom. They're the ones who want to be controlled because they're the ones who follow anything they say. I don't think Americans want to be controlled. I think we want some sense of order.
That would be nice.
But that's not what we have right now in Washington with a guy who has access to my mother's Social Security account.
Again, all non-elected officials.
Yep.
None of these people were elected.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of those people who worked in those positions at the Treasury and whatnot, not elected either, but they were either appointed or hired based on experience, expertise, and just knowing what they're doing. Meanwhile, we've got five dudes from California who just are like, you know, let's recode it. Let's see what happens, man.
But see, this is a meritocracy, Greg.
Yeah.
This is all based on merit. Mm. These guys, this 19-year-old earned it.
I didn't see any sort of thing on the board in the break room saying they were hiring. I didn't realize it was a competition for the job. I didn't know they earned it. I thought it just seems like they were given it.
Does kind of seem. And like, because they work for Elon, they'll do what he says. Huh?
Yeah, you don't cross him.
No. I also think it's important, and this was before we got on the air this morning, of course, Donald Trump yesterday sitting right next to Bibi Netanyahu saying, yeah, we're going to make sure that all the Palestinians leave Gaza and then I'm going to build a hotel there. That to me is another squirrel.
Yes.
That is meant to divert attention from what we're talking about, which is Elon Musk and his minions taking over the Treasury Department and taking control of all of our information. Senator Chris Murphy, who's a Democrat from Connecticut, said this, and we've got a couple of clips from him. I've got news for you. America isn't taking over Gaza, but the media will focus on it for a few days, and Trump will have succeeded in distracting everyone from the real story, the billionaires seizing our government to steal from regular people. Yup. That's what it is. Calvin, we have a clip from Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Can we play clip number one, please?
It is extraordinary how much access Elon Musk and his sort of creepy 22-year-old henchmen have to all of our data, right? They have information that would allow them to shut down your tax refund, your Medicare payment. They know everything, potentially. They know everything about you and your family. And the reality is that this could get dystopian very quickly, that if you were to start speaking ill of Elon Musk on social media, Elon Musk might be able to stop or delay your tax refund or your mom's Social Security benefit, in part because we have no window into what's happening inside the Department of Treasury right now.
Yes.
That's a very, very, very scary notion.
That's a real it should be a real concern for all of us. And again, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump and you think that these kinds of things aren't going to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very unpleasantly surprised.
And I've seen other people talking about this, and I've seen texters and callers saying things like, well, they're getting rid of corruption. They're going in there rooting out the problem. Well, there was never an overarching problem to begin with. Like, yes, you can always find efficiencies. You can root out corruption. You can always take down some bureaucracy a little bit here and there. But that's a process. To go in and to give five dudes the power to gut systems that affect us.
And rewrite code.
Rewrite code that affect us directly. That is a problem. And once again, I ask the question, make it make sense to me. Tell me why, A, this is a good thing, and give me details. Show your work. Not just, this is great, but also, why did you vote for this?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of, well, I didn't hear anything about that.
Well,
I never heard about Project 2025.
Me and my friends don't talk about this. This isn't a thing.
That can't be actually something that's going to affect me.
That's no longer an excuse.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Greg. Greg, you were spot on. There was no overarching problem that warrants the extreme, unconstitutional, illegal measures that are, being taken that is destroying our government and invading our privacy. And I just want to touch on Elon Musk. When you get that much money, when an individual gets the wealth that he's accumulated, it can affect you psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mr. Howard Hughes,
yep.
Okay? Mr.
Yep.
Howard Hughes became very eccentric. However, I think Elon Musk makes Howard Hughes look, you know, the standard, the norm. And he's also, I think Elon Musk, he is cunning enough that he's just using Donald Trump, you know, to get the power that he wants. You know, they're probably already planning to slip Vance in there after Trump has to eventually leave office, whether or not they're going to let him get a third term consecutive. Who knows? But Elon Musk is just using Donald Trump as a puppet, I think, as a token to get in and have the exact access that he's already grabbed and claimed with these 22-year-old engineers. He's sitting exactly where he wants. You know, it could be J.D. Vance, it could be whomever. But as long as Musk has the power, he really doesn't care who's president.
No
and
doubt.
I definitely think all his wealth has affected him psychologically.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very much for listening.
It's the second time someone has said that this is a puppet presidency today on our show.
25-year-old Marco Ellis is an engineer working under Doge. He reportedly has the ability to alter the code that dispenses Social Security checks, tax returns, and almost all other payments that the federal government makes to Americans. Musk and Trump and their respective cronies have unrestricted access now to our Social Security numbers, confidential bank information, confidential medical information, and so much more. This from Nathan Tankus, who is a researcher. There's been some disagreement in the media over reporting over whether Ellis, this Musk employee who has no former government experience, is only able to access data held by the Bureau of Fiscal Service, or if he does have the ability to take over the coding. Either way, that's all bad.
And correct me if I'm wrong, these individuals are coming through, all of them, all of the, like, deep, my friend, I've mentioned this before, my friend works for the NIH. That is a medical organization. Not he has no access to your to your money or anything like that. He doesn't talk to the president. The amount of background checks that went into him working at that organization, I'm pretty sure all these guys walked in the door and said, "Where's my badge that gets me to the lunchroom? I got work to do." There's no background check on these guys. There's no clearance.
No security clearances.
No securities whatsoever. They just walked in the door and were given total access. And that doesn't. If that doesn't scare you now, that's going to scare you eventually.
And it's going to affect all of us.
Yes.
It is. Again, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump and you voted for this. Eventually, you are going to cross the line where you are not pure enough.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the ramifications will land on you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll never get there. Maybe you'll always be enthralled no matter what this administration does. But at some point, people are going to cross the line that is not to be crossed.
But I guarantee you, even the most fervent supporter who is doing that thing of, like, that's all great behind closed doors with a trusted person. And we're getting to 1984 territory here where you can say, I didn't really like what he did with Social Security, but I don't want to get in trouble. That's the problem.
Well, and keep in mind also that if Donald Trump gets his way and he extends these 2017 tax cuts, that is going to put us in a massive hole in a deficit.
Yep.
So they got to get that money from someplace.
And it's not Biden's fault. So just put that out of your mind because that's what they're going to do.
Where is that money going to come from? Mm. I don't know. Now he's got access to all of our Social Security numbers.
Don't worry. Elon will cut $2 trillion from the cut.
It's
that
done.
Out. It's okay. Done.
We're going to continue this conversation. If you're on the line, hang on. We're talking about Elon and his minions. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Elon Musk and his minions. Essentially, now they have control. They have access to all of our data.
Yep.
All of us. Mm-hmm. Social security numbers, bank information, medical records, all that stuff. But it's all good because it's Elon. It's all good. Senator Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut, was on cable news last night talking about this. We have another clip from Chris Murphy. Calvin, can we play that, please? Talking about the Senate's response to Elon's actions.
We were there last night on the steps of the Treasury Department asking to get in and meet with people to find out what the extent of the damage was. We thought there would be a couple hundred people with us. There were, I think, over 1,000, perhaps 2,000 people. The American people are rising up right now, putting pressure on legislators, including Republicans, to step in and do something about this. Listen, we are the minority party. Republicans are in charge in the United States Senate and House of Representatives. If we were to have any chance of passing legislation to stop Elon Musk's power grab and information grab, Republicans would have to work with mm-hmm. us. And so we are going to use whatever levers we have to try to raise the temperature in the Senate. I am not voting for a single nominee. I'm not expediting a single nominee until Republicans join us to stop this power grab. We will go to the courts on what's happening in the Department of Treasury. We will hold rallies this weekend to make sure the Republicans know that they're going to pay a political price. We will use every tool at our disposal mm-hmm. to try to get this crisis fixed. But we ultimately need Republicans who are in charge to take this seriously.
They're not going to, and no. They're all capitulating. And that happened yesterday with Bill Cassidy, who's actually a doctor from Louisiana, and he had all kinds of questions for Robert Kennedy Jr. because Cassidy is a doctor. And of course, he rolled over and said, well, we had a really good chat, so now I'm going to vote to confirm him.
And in the time that this video happened to now, Pam Bondi has been...
She just got sworn in.
She just got sworn in as the attorney general.
Hegseth is in. Bondi's in.
Bob Jr. is coasting in.
Coasting on his way in. Tulsi Gabbard will soon be in.
There is a problem, and I'm going to anger some of our listeners, but there's a problem with the Democrats, especially those in Washington. They love to talk about the things they are doing and the pressure they're going to put on there and the temperature and the blah, blah, blah. I know you're the minority party. I know that you don't have the power you want, but guess what? There have been plenty of times Republicans have been the minority, and they have all the power. They talk louder, they talk faster, and they get on TV and say the things that make people upset. You are not going to the Treasury Department with 1,000 people. Great. Good start. Where do we go next?
Well, and the other thing, too, was they went to the Treasury Department to protest. No one would let them in, so they left.
Yeah. Ooh, guys, it was good. Who wants to go to Waffle House? Wait, how much for an omelet? No!
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join our conversation. Ali from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ali. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that in politics, but in America, we all need to be Peter Navalny's. We all need to speak up and not be afraid to rile certain factions. We need to speak up for our country and get things corrected quickly.
It's about courage, Ali, right?
Yes, it is. And Navalny wasn't afraid to go to jail. He gave up his life for what he believed in, but he did it in a peaceful way. And we can all stand up peacefully and get this ship corrected.
Thank you so much, Ali. Really appreciate you checking in. There is a protest planned for Madison, downtown Madison, mm-hmm. today. It looks like it's sponsored by Blue Sky Waukesha. They're meeting at the Capitol at 11 o'clock, a little more than 4 minutes from now. This is going to go on today in Madison at the state capitol from 11 to 4 today. Folks expected to protest Trump's Project 2025 agenda and his executive orders. Group members also expected to talk about mutual aid, planning, and education. So if you would like to take your frustration and your concerns and throw them into something, you can head out to Madison today, 11 to 4 at the state capitol. Looks like one of the sponsoring groups is Blue Sky Waukesha.
I don't disagree with what Ali said. I think that, you know, you got to stand up and say something. You should always work towards nonviolence. It should never be of violence. Violence will not solve the situation. But I think for our democratically elected, our Democrat leaders on the left, they got to do better than taking a walk. And they got to do better than say, we're going to hold their feet to the fire and make the... They don't care about the fire. The Republicans set the fire. They're fine walking on it. That's the people marching is great. I love that. But it ultimately comes down to those individuals who we pay to be there to do something.
To represent us.
Like they give a damn about our information, ourselves, and our freedom. I am tired of it.
And talking about Elon Musk and his minions, not elected, by the way.
Nope.
Essentially taking over the Treasury Department. Now they have all our information. Another thing to consider is that Elon and these guys can create back doors into the Treasury Department's multi-trillion-dollar payment system that would be almost impossible to find, even if they get pushed out. Lots to digest here, but we have news coming up next. When we return, executive orders and Wisconsin farmers, they're already having an effect. We're going to find out more. We're going to talk to Darren Von Rudin after the 11 o'clock news. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigny Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge in Maryland has just issued a nationwide indefinite preliminary injunction against President Trump's executive order aimed at ending birthright citizenship. ABC's Selena Wang is outside the courthouse in Maryland.
This ruling comes after a federal judge in Seattle last month had temporarily blocked the order, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. But this ruling would actually block this order for a longer period of time, so this is a big deal.
The judge, writing, the denial of the precious right to citizenship will cause irreparable harm. President Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle the 2 million Palestinians living there has been denounced and rejected by several countries, including Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. A recent ABC News investigation shows there's a history of close calls at Reagan National Airport, some involving planes and helicopters, very similar to the one last week that left 67 people dead. This is ABC News.